Shalom, everybody. In the very beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, Hashem commands Moshe and Aaron to count B'nai Yisrael. And Hashem says that they won't count B'nai Yisrael alone, but rather, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, V'itchem Yihiyu, Ish Ish Lamateh, Ish Rosh Leveis Avosav, who Hashem says that you will be joined by a man from each Shevet, the Nasi, the head of each Shevet. And then the Torah proceeds to tell us the names of each of those Nasim. It's really incredible how even a pasuk like this, which seemingly seems very simple and plain, it's incredible how much depth and how many messages there are. Because really, we have to ask the following question. Once the Torah says that each Shevet will be represented, Ish Ish Lamateh, why does the Torah have to tell us again, Ish Rosh Levesav Osavhu? These questions are asked by the Kli Yakar of Shlomo Ephraim Lunshitz, who died in 1619. And he says on this pasuk that these few seemingly simple words actually teach us a great deal as to Hashem's vision of what a leader must be, what a Jewish leader must be. The Kli Yakar says that if you go back to the end of Sefer Bereishis in Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov gives his final blessings to the various brothers, Yaakov says to Dan in Bereishis Perek Memtes Pasuk Tezayin, Dan Yadin Amo Keachad Shivtei Yisrael. Dan will judge his people like one of the Shvatim in Klal Yisrael. The Kli Yakar understands that the word Amo, Dan Yadin Amo, the Kli Yakar understands that as referring to his own Shevet. And therefore, the Kli Yakar understands the whole Pasuk to mean this. Dan will judge his Shevet just like he would judge any of the other Shvatim in all of B'nai Yisrael. Dan Yadin Amo Ke'achad Shivtei Yisrael. In other words, the blessings of Yaakov to Dan, and really to any leader, is this: judge everyone equally. There is to be no favoritism to the people in your Shevet, to the people in your family. There's no protectia. There are no deals under the table. Rather, Dan Yadin Amo Ke'achad Shivtei Yisrael, you must judge everyone, every Shevet, equally and fairly. And that, says the Kli Yakar, is what's happening in our pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. These leaders were not only Ish Ish Lamateh, they were not just the leaders of the whole Shevet, but even Ish Rosh Levei Savosav, they were leaders even and especially for the people in their Shevet who were closer to them. They were leaders for those close and those not so close. They were leaders for near and for far, for everyone. And it's really an incredibly important trait that a Jewish leader must have. A Torah leader, a Jewish leader, does what is best for the community and not what is best for their inner circle. That is the Kli Yakar. Another beautiful explanation is given by the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893. He says this in his Perush on the Chumash Ha'amek Davar. The Netziv points out that this is not the first time we hear about these Nesim. The Torah is not always written in chronological order. Ein mukdam u'muchar b'Torah. And we see that clearly in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. Our parsha begins, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, on the first day of the second month of the second year since they left Mitzrayim. First day of the second month of the second year. And that's when we hear about the appointment of the Nesim in our pasuk. Again, in the second month of the second year. However, at the very end of Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Pekudei, in Sefer Shmos Perek Mem Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah tells us the Mishkan was constructed in the first month of the second year. And what happened in the first month of the second year when the Mishkan was created? That what happened then? Well, we read in Parshas Naso about all of the gifts and korbanos that the Nesim brought. The very same Nesim we hear about in our Parsha who helped count B'nai Yisrael. So again, in the first month, the Nesim are appointed. when they brought the gifts at the inauguration of the Mishkan. And in the second month, in our Parsha, the Nesim are named again. And the question is, why? Why is that? Why are they appointed? Why are they named twice? And the Netziv says that the first time when the Nesim brought the gifts, it was B'nai Yisrael who appointed them. B'nai Yisrael liked them. They saw them as leaders. B'nai Yisrael saw them as worthy representatives. And a month later, in our Parsha, Hashem agreed, so to speak. Hashem agreed that they were indeed worthy leaders. And that's what our pasuk is saying. These leaders, these ish lamateh, they were already rosh levei savosavu. They were already leaders. And says Hashem, I agree. They are indeed worthy of leading B'nai Yisrael properly. These people who you saw fit to appoint as leaders, I, says Hashem, agree. And this Netziv rings in our ears every day, and we all bless each other. May we be zoche to leaders who not only we think are honest, but may Hashem, who sees what we cannot see and who knows what we cannot know, may Hashem, God willing, agree to the leaders that we pick and that we see fit to lead. Have an amazing day, everyone.